Mark's Casino, New Jersey. Chime time is 10:09. It's the Dennis and Judy show. Yeah, you're not dreaming. Yeah, you didn't hit the wrong button and you're playing a tape from a year ago. Well, not a tape, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, today would have been the... I'm Judy Franco, by the way.
Yeah, that's
Dennis
Judy.
Malloy. And the show is called Dennis and Judy 3.0. Here's the deal, Den.
What's the deal, Judy?
You did not realize that today, July 15th, is the anniversary of your farewell show at Parks Casino last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And it was a fun night. It was a fun night.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. This is for those of you just tuning in, I'd retired last July and I just came back Monday because they came up with a special arrangement for both Judy and I, and we said, sure, let's do that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Can't beat it. And then we get to just talk about our Jersey stuff like we always do. For instance, the big event, Dennis, that everybody's talking about. I don't know what it is, but just tell me.
I think it's the All-Star game last night.
Okay, so the All-Star game was in Philadelphia.
Right.
I remember I was telling...
It's like a sports thing.
Yeah, it's just
the points, get the points.
Everybody win all gets, the points, right.
Win all the points. So the National League plays the American League. And when I was a kid, I remember watching it when I was 8 years old in my row home in South Philly, being so excited to see a couple of the Phillies on the team. And it was just a game, you know, and it was I don't know if they all wore their jerseys at the time. I think they might have worn blue and red, like the National was blue and the American was red. But last night, it was like there were kids on the field. Everybody had cancer. It was
everybody did.
Everybody
was it a requirement?
Like seventh inning, they all
they do the I stand up to cancer thing,
right? Wow. Which, and you had to write a name of
like
somebody
like
with cancer.
The seventh inning cancer strategy.
Yeah, I don't understand why they do that. It's a fun event, and everybody's having a great time. And then it's let's depress everybody for 30 seconds.
And then my Aunt Millie, who died of cancer, I'm holding up Aunt Millie's name on a little placard.
Wow, it sounds festive.
Yeah, and then jets are flying over.
Kyle, laugh out loud. I hate him.
Why?
Do you know what he does?
I laugh with the mic off.
He laughs with his mic off.
Reason?
Oh, I wasn't laughing audibly.
Okay.
I was like, smile laugh.
It doesn't matter
she doesn't like those.
You know why?
A lot of things she doesn't like.
Oh, sorry. Telling a joke and people walk out of the room and laugh?
I know.
Come on.
You're right. So last night, big deal, the All-Star game. And Patti LaBelle sang the national anthem. And she is Patti LaBelle, and she put her spin on it, and people were upset that it was like...
I can't stand her.
You don't like
her? She is the worst. She's the one who yelled at people in the audience when they weren't wearing masks during COVID.
Oh, okay. Well, I like her music, and I like the fact she's from Philly, and she did put she's 82 years old, and she put her spin on it, and it wasn't disrespectful. People saying, you're messing with the national anthem. Anyway, I thought it was great. She's amazing talent at 82 years old.
Can't stand her.
So I want to know, maybe some people were at the All-Star game last night, but what major event have you been to? The Democrat convention of 68, the Republican convention, the Bruce Springsteen, what?
The Democratic Convention of 68. The Lindbergh. What was it called? The blimp? The
Hindenburg.
Were you at the Hindenburg? Oh, the humanity.
A big event, you're right. It doesn't have to be. And the reason why I mentioned the 68 Democratic Convention, because then when they had riots during that one.
All right. No, I know. I'm playing with you. I was just like, there were some events in the last 20 years.
It's stupid.
No, but I know what you're saying. And sometimes then.
Live Aid?
And sometimes you weren't even paying to get to it.
And it just happened.
Even Live Aid was like before he was born.
Oh, really?
No, but like
Live Aid was the 80s, right?
I thought
that was like a couple years ago.
I know. Well, that's how it seems to us. But you know what's so funny? Then I was talking
9/11?
About
you were downtown during 9/11.
Yeah, or maybe you were just at some event that turned into like, oh, this was the last performance for this person before he died.
Right.
No, because I was saying how I was at this event by accident in the 80s. And I had no idea it was going to be like this. And I thought it was a Subway Series, but then Kyle reminded me, no, it wasn't a Subway Series. The Mets were in the World Series.
Yes.
And Billy Joel's a huge Met fan. I happened to be in the audience that night, okay? So I don't even know, because you know me, I don't follow any of this. So all, the show is late. Show starts late. And everybody's like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry.
You're at a Billy Joel concert or a Mets game?
No, I'm at a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And the show's going off late. And everybody's like, the announcer comes on, you know, Billy Joel, a little, you know, we'll be delayed. And it turns out he had a TV in his dressing room.
And watching the Mets.
Watching the game. And everybody, I didn't know this, but a lot of people in the audience knew it. So they're like, oh my God, Billy Joel's going to be like missing this game. So during the show, people would be yelling out the score
oh, wow.
to him.
Wow.
And then he would like go off stage for a minute to change or whatever and then come back, and he had a TV backstage. So he was telling the score to everybody else. And it was this historic night.
Cool. That's a cool night.
And I had no idea what was going on. My friend also brought him tree torn sneakers that night.
What sneakers?
Tree torn sneakers were like this style in the 80s that it had a little sideways V. Do you remember it?
No.
It was a big tennis shoe.
You know me in fashion.
Well, it was a big, if you follow tennis, which I kind of did, they were wearing them. Billy Joel wore them on stage all the time. He loved tree torns. So my friend brought him a pair of tree torns. But anyway, it was a big night. 1-800-283-101.5. Is there a big event that you just happened to be there for? Maybe you had no idea it was even going to be that big of an event. I was at a Stones concert where... and I guess this happened from time to time. I had no idea. But Tina Turner got on stage and did Brown Sugar with the... I don't even think they do Brown Sugar anymore. You're not even allowed to play Brown Sugar
on the radio anymore. Yeah.
But Tina Turner, of course, was before all the politically correct days.
Right.
She was Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
And she got up and she danced with him and it was like amazing. The crowd went
You
nuts.
Were there for that?
I was there for that.
Wow. All
had
right.
no idea. It turned out... I was there the first night, also, I think, at the Garden, but she ended up getting up for the other nights, too, of the concert, because everybody went crazy.
What big event were you at? And did you go to the All-Star game last night in Philly, or maybe you went the night before for the Home Run Derby or whatever? I haven't been to no big events.
I've you never went to a Super Bowl?
No Super Bowl.
What about you?
I went to the World Series in 2022, which is the last game that the Phillies won in a World Series. They hit 5 home runs, won 7-0. It was awesome.
Wow. Oh,
it
my
read the,
God.
The sound of the stadium registered as an earthquake.
That's
that
right.
night. It was so loud in the place. And my dad and I got there late because I came from here. I was working till 6, game was at like 7, whatever.
Why don't I know anything about this, Kyle?
It was nuts. We were walking into the stadium, my dad and I, and it's the top of the first inning, so it had just began, and a crazy play was made, and the place went insane, and we're walking in hearing the crowd, and we said, something good had to have happened. We don't know what.
Can
I mean,
something,
top 5 moment.
Can that cause, like, it's going to be a stupid girl question, but, like, can that rumble of noise cause like damage to something?
I think so.
If it registers as an earthquake? Because I know at Shea Stadium when the Beatles were there, a little before your time, Kyle, but they do say a similar situation, like there was a rumble that people thought could have been on the Richter scale or whatever. And back then they didn't like retrofit buildings for
earthquakes.
So I always thought, like, is that dangerous when people get so excited at a sporting event they start like stomping or screaming?
But that's also like, that's why I don't go to big events, because
you're afraid of earthquakes.
No, that's overwhelming, like the noise and the energy
that.
Is overwhelming. And I, you know, some people have FOMO. I have I have JOMO.
What is that?
Joy of missing out.
SOMO, satisfaction of missing out.
And then you too, like if you, there's a plan, like somebody has dinner planned,
right.
And you, Thursday, Judy, we're all going to dinner. And then they call in the afternoon, oh, my kid's sick.
We thrilled. Can't
go. Do you get JOMO?
Oh my God, joy.
Yeah, the joy of missing out.
But this might be a universal thing, Dennis, because I actually saw on Instagram when somebody wrote, there's no bigger joy than somebody backing out of plans before you do. You know what I mean? So you don't have to. And it's like, not that
And we
you
should all be grateful that we have people that make plans with us.
You love it. It's not that you don't love your people, but when they cancel, be honest, you're a little happy. You admit it?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle?
I had it happen to me yesterday.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I did not want to go play pickleball. I was too tired. My friend canceled before me. I took a nap.
By the way,
yeah.
This is something we need to also, like, ask our listeners.
Pickleball?
No. Are you happy when other people cancel before you do?
Oh, yeah. I think that's... Well, I think one out of five don't like it. Four out of five say, yeah, that's...
Well, somebody said, what you strive for in your life at the age that we're at is what your mother used as a punishment against you. For instance, going to bed without supper because you want to wake up like, well, not you because you have to eat dinner. But I'm like, when I go to bed without supper, the next day I feel fantastic, right?
Oh, it's good for getting you. You're in autophagy.
Okay, whatever.
A state of autophagy.
So getting...
Your body is feeding off its own fat cells.
So, okay, so...
I'm a doctor, by the way. You didn't know what I was doing. I was studying medicine.
You know, I'm feeling like EJ came back because EJ...
Uh-oh, sorry.
No, like, you know what, like, I would, like, want to be making this, like, interesting point.
Right, and I keep interrupting. Go ahead.
And then, so, my sports analogy for this is, like, you have Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, whoever it is, right under the basket, somebody... I pass the ball to Kobe or Michael or whatever. Right. He should rest in peace. And then you, instead of dunking it, he holds it and starts spinning it on his finger, which is very impressive, but shut up. Put it in the basket. I had a point, but forget it now.
I don't know. I feel so bad. I'm going to the cabin. I'll see you.
Okay. 10:20, here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Jersey's favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
I'm dying. It's the Dennis and Judy Show, 10:28. And I'm Judy Franco. That's Dennis Miller. We're back together for 3.0. Our boss just came in and made mincemeat out of Kyle.
Yeah. Fatso over here, too, by the way.
By the way,
what the heck was that?
I know what he's saying, though. He became extremely lean and cut. And it's like you have the same complexion he had. Dennis, was he not white as a ghost?
Yeah, but he might have been a little chubby. Like, Kyle's not chubby at all.
But he's not defined like
Sam.
Is.
All right. Sam's well defined, but when he got here, he was not. And he was maybe, you know, a little...
He was trying to figure out why Kyle is fat. He's like, are you drinking water? Are you drinking? Oh, Kyle, it's because you drink alcohol. Kyle's like, no, I don't.
No, wrong comparison. He
caught like three left hooks to the face in that break. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
I think it's okay, though, because seriously, I'm not joking. Every single person who calls the station's in love with Kyle.
Yeah.
Every like old lady's like, Kyle, he's so gorgeous. He's so handsome. He's this, he's that. He's the perfect man. You could take a little bit of ribbing every once in a while, okay?
Yeah, now they might not be in love with me now if they think I'm fat. That's it. Oh, my cause.
You're not fat.
Yes, I'm not fat.
You're saying not ripped like him.
Am I shredded to the bone?
No. He's shredded bone.
Is there are plenty of other people around the office that could have been used as the example.
Yeah, well,
I don't feel like I was the correct example.
Really? Who?
Well, let's not get into that.
Guys that look pasty and bloated... Oh, I don't think so.
And that sales guy.
It's like the worst insult I could. I'm pasty and bloated.
Yeah, remember that guy that used to do the afternoon show here?
I know exactly. That's why I said pasty and bloated.
And I said, you look like a body that's been recovered from the river after a week.
Dennis said, did you drown? He's like, what? Dennis is like, I feel like you might have drowned. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. What's the joke, Dan? He goes, you look like you've recovered. You've been recovered from a river after 3 weeks.
That was the physique he had. He was pasty and bloated.
Scott, that's what I said.
Scott Hasek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott and Casey.
He was a little pasty and bloated, you're not pasty and bloated, no. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We'll give you that compliment. Thank you.
And by the way, Casey's been doing appearances on the afternoon show in a Philly station for the last...
Oh, yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah. All right.
So as horrible as ever.
He's so mean. Wow. Den came in with some spit and vinegar.
Hey, people want authenticity.
Yes, they do. They always ask for authenticity. All right. Speaking of authenticity, we have to do the news whether we like it or not.
All right.
So let's do that now on the new Dennis and Judy Show.
Continues Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy 3.0. It's 10:39. Dennis,
Yeah.
My husband bought me, which I thought was like such a nice thing, this little headband. I know you've seen it. It looks like headphones. It's one piece, but there's a fan on each side.
Yeah, and it blows cool air on you.
Oh, my God.
Is it really, well, does it work?
It's a game changer.
Really?
I mean, even just to walk, like if you park far away, you wear it all day, right?
Well, it's not an air conditioner. I mean, it's like, is it cool air coming?
I think, maybe it could just be a fan, but it feels cool when you're hot because you're sweaty. And so that's the whole point of sweating,
right?
So it cools you down. It feels so cozy and comfortable. And it's like on a day like this, you need one of those. But then there's also this thing that a friend of ours sent us a few years ago.
Hmm.
She even monogrammed it for me. It's a piece of fabric that is like a polymer, a special polymer.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
That stays wet.
Cool. Wet.
And cool. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It kind of feels.
A while ago.
Yeah, it's weird. You can like mush it, wring it out, get it wet, right? And then it stays wet and you leave it on your neck. So, and then maybe you just have a backyard where you sit there in a baby pool. People do that.
So what have you done to keep cool? What do you have to keep cool? And what was the worst heat situation you were ever in? The other day, a couple weeks ago, at my condo in Atlantic City, it's tiny. It was 100 degrees outside.
And what'd you do? I wouldn't even go out. People go to the beach. Kyle went to the beach on a day like that.
I did too.
Perfect day to go.
Oh,
the
God.
Water was 65, though. It was weird.
Well, that's the thing. You're so hot, but the ocean water is not affected by that. So it's like a jolt almost.
It's a jolt. So the air conditioning wasn't working in the condo. So what did I do? The hallway was very cool. So I opened the door, put a chair in the door, and have a little fan. And I was sucking the air conditioning in from the hallway.
Oh, good idea.
It dropped the temperature like 2 or 3 degrees. It went from 78 like 75 and... 20 minutes.
So that's actually very
good
idea.
But I couldn't sleep that way.
No, but you know the sleeping
trick. Well, it's a very safe building. I could have.
But it's the sleeping trick. You're the one who taught us the sleeping trick.
What's that?
Take a shower and get into bed wet.
Yeah.
You did that in Italy?
In Italy, because they had no air conditioning. All these people are dying in Europe because of the heat wave.
Yeah.
Because they don't have air conditioning because they're, you know, want to save the planet or whatever they're... deal is over there.
That BS.
Yeah, that garbage. So whatever, global warming, climate change, carbon footprint, we've got, you know, we got to cut costs and still cut, you know, emissions or whatever this babbling idiot of a governor says. Well, she did make a good move the other day. She wants to put another nuclear plant in. So if you're worried about the carbon footprint, put a nuclear. Nuclear's safe and it's cheap and it's effective. Anyway, back to how you keep cool on days like this and what is the worst heat situation you're in. Judy, I think I was about 10 years old. I may have told you this story.
Okay.
My brother and I... Well,
you've told me stories that you told me before.
Okay. Well, we were with my mom and dad in South Carolina, in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Okay.
And if you were ever in the Marines, you went down there to Parris Island in Beaufort for boot camp.
Yes.
And my dad was stationed there for, he used to go on these 6 week trips for the Navy. He worked for the Navy. And the last 2 weeks, it was summertime. In the last 2 weeks of the his trip, he said, you know, told my mom, bring the boys down. And it was all four of us at that point. My daughter, my sister was like four, my son, my brother was one. And then I was like 10 and Dan was 13. So my mom had her hands full. My dad went to work every day. And she was in this motel in Beaufort, South Carolina with four kids. There was a pool, but, you know, and the two younger ones.
I remember
ones.
This. Oh, this is so sad. Tell the story.
So the younger
well,
ones
were, telling it,
were one and the younger ones were one and four, my brother and sister, and my older brother and I were 10 and 13. Oh, he was 13. I was 10. So my dad says, why don't you drop him off to go fishing tomorrow at Sam's Point Bridge? Here, I got a couple of fishing rods from the...
Can you imagine, Kyle, like, your parents doing this? Like, just drop you and your brother off, and I'm going to work.
Right. You, never.
Yeah, it's Sam's Point Bridge in Beaufort. And I looked it up on Google Maps. It's still there.
Oh, so, that's so
yeah.
funny.
And I looked at it, you know, street view. I was like, oh, my God, that's where I was standing. So my brother and I were fished for a couple hours, not catching anything. And now... It's South Carolina in August. So it's near 100 degrees by 11 a.m.
Like 100% humidity.
100%. And we were like dying. So my brother spots these people getting in a boat down below the bridge. So I go down and says, see if they have any water.
Was he taking care? Oh, he sent you to get the water?
He sent me to get the water. But here's the thing. I got the water. They gave me a cup of water. I drank it and I came back up. He said, did they have water? I go, yeah.
You got the water.
You didn't bring any up. I said, they didn't offer me a cup. It was one of those old style like plastic cups that you don't throw away.
That is a riot, Dennis.
Now we're standing there. We're getting desperate. And we see this guy in a Volkswagen Bug. And he's got like a Marine uniform on. And we said, are you going? We're my mom's supposed to pick us up. I don't know what my mom was waiting for, but it was an hour before she was supposed to pick us up. Can you take us back to the Joyland Motel? And he's like, yeah, it's on my way. So we got in the car with a stranger. Yeah. And went back to the Joyland.
How bad does the Joyland Motel sound?
It doesn't sound nice. I don't know what's worse, the car with a stranger or the Joyland Motel.
It was owned by the Joy family. That's what it was called. And
that's a riot, by the way.
And so we get into, and they put us up in a trailer behind the motel because we were too many people for a standard motel room. So if you had a larger party, they put you in this trailer.
So that's so funny.
We walk up to the trailer, go, and my mom goes, I was just about to come get you. How'd you get here? It was that a Marine took us home. You got in. Oh, my God. I said, Mom, he's a Marine.
You know. Oh, my God. A Marine will do it.
The storm the beaches at Normandy. He's not going to do anything to me.
Well, okay. So the answer.
So that was the answer to Mike. I remember my brother and I looking at each other thinking we're going to die here on Sam's Point Bridge.
But do you remember, Dennis, that? You know, sometimes we've talked about this with people who grew up without air conditioning.
I did.
And we had air conditioning.
I was about 10 when we finally got it.
Okay, so I grew up in a place where you didn't need air conditioning. Was on the West Coast.
That is amazing. The climate there?
Yeah, so it was like perfect, San Francisco.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, we would come to Bradley Beach. My grandma did not have air conditioning, but she had two rooms with units. One room was my uncle Raymond's room, who was like the king of the 10 kids, the first kid, and all the other of my mother's siblings had shared one room. Do you love that? Three bedrooms, 10 kids, the parents in one room. The oldest son in another, and the other nine kids in the other bedroom. Okay. So Uncle Raymond was like the king. So they all grow up, right? And then they start bringing their children to the house.
In Bradley Beach.
And I'm one of them. So they have installed this air conditioner in Uncle Raymond's room, but at night we would die.
Yeah, fans.
So my parents would sometimes sleep in the room. My dad was staying in California for the summer, but he would come to visit. Now, I'm thinking about this as a grown-up. He would come visit us for a week or two in the summer. Otherwise, he'd be 3,000 miles away the entire summer. And my parents would sleep in that room with the door closed. And every night, while my parents hadn't seen each other all summer, one of us would knock on the door and be like, can we come in? It's too hot. And I'm thinking how it didn't occur to us. My parents might want some
intimate time.
So I guarantee my parents never did it all summer long, the poor things. Anyway, the phone number is 1-800-283-101.5. How you stayed cool or how you do stay cool
and what was the most desperate heat situation you were ever in? It used to be, and it still is, at the shore, some people don't have air conditioning. They go, nah, there's a sea breeze. Most of the time there is. Even when it's desperately hot inland, there's a sea breeze.
Yeah, but sea breeze is hot. It's a hot breeze.
But about a half dozen nights a year, you got to have it even at the shore.
So true. All right. We got 10:48 right now. We'd love to talk to you. It is the Judy or the Dennis and Judy show. I'm sorry. For a year, I was saying my name first.
Right. That's okay. Whatever. Call it Kyle.
Okay.
The Kyle
Judy and EJ show.
Pasty and White.
The Pasty and White show.
Yeah. So your phone call is coming up 10:48 New Jersey Fashion.
It's the New Jersey Time Check sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It's 10:56 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Boom, boom.
We got a lot of people on our app chat that want to join in. We're talking about keeping cooler on a day like this. But let's go to Greg and Clark. He has something to contribute. What do you got, Greg?
Hey, guys. How are you? Dennis, welcome back. Judy, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
This is your favorite politician. So,
anyway. We know your name very well.
Yeah. You still have the hats, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Greg Mealy, yeah. We can say his name, can't we?
Yeah, sure.
Running for Senate.
That's fine. Yeah. Actually, it's District 12. That was when you did your farewell last year. I mentioned I had gone into the congressional race.
That's right.
Bonnie
Watson's
home.
My apologies.
But, yeah. No, not at all. But so as far as the temperature thing, it was in 2003. I did a trip with the young family at the time, all the way from Colorado to California with several stops. And at one point, we were crossing by Hoover Dam. And it's always very hot in that little cove area around it. When we stopped, there's a restaurant on one side of the dam. And they had actually overhead racks that would shoot out like spray of water to cool people off because it was so hot. The sign that was flashing between temperature and time and all that stuff said 118.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Is that even possible?
No, that's possible.
I said, is that even possible?
Oh, I thought you said, is that impossible?
No, but I mean, I guess you would know because you're like a weather guy, but like, I don't know.
Out in California, Desert Springs
so
or something?
So it's funny because there was a place near us called Turlock. And the big story when we were little was like, it was 120 degrees in Turlock. And to this day, I'm like, that was urban myth because it can't be 120 degrees anywhere. But could it?
It could, sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so actually, you grew up in the Bay Area. Where was Turlock? Inland by about 50 miles or so?
Yeah. Turlock. I'll never forget that. That was like the big story.
That's funny. Yeah, no, those interior parts of California have gotten up to 120 degrees. So was it intolerable?
Well, I've always been decent with heat, and it was a dry heat, like you always hear.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, we definitely got under that sprayer. Yeah, I think the U.S. record for temperature was Death Valley, not surprisingly, at 131 or something like that many, many years ago.
Yeah.
So it does get up there.
Wow. But, I always thought that people were just throwing numbers out and exaggerating.
No, it was
that's crazy.
It's a dry heat. Well, Greg, good luck to you in your race.
Yeah. I have a militant jihadist I'm running against now. That's their idea of a nominee. So hopefully.
Oh, but by the way, Greg, I love you, but I think 20 years ago, a militant jihadist would not have a shot against you. But right now, I'm sure the militant jihadist is
polling better than
you are. What's her name again?
His
name? I thought it was she.
The opponent, Adam Hamaway.
Yeah.
He
let me tell you how scary he is. Dr. Adam Hamaway, okay? If you've ever heard of anybody who does not stand for what we stand for here in this country,
right?
Whose ideals are the polar opposite, this is the guy. And to top it all off, he is the definition of a radical.
Vote for Greg Mealy, M-E-L-E. Yeah.
But I don't, unfortunately, I don't.
In that district. Is it District 7?
It's 12, actually. Well. It is a pretty blue district, but a lot of people are coming from the other side even to help out with us. They're afraid of him, too.
Yeah, but Greg, I want to tell you something. And God bless you. You should win. I'm going to promote you every day. But I just want you to know, the country wants this. They do. They want this.
Yeah.
Look what they did in New York. I don't know any other way to explain
it. Well, New York's like 60% foreign born. So you don't have
it
that.
It doesn't matter. People don't hear that. They don't know he hates Israel. They don't know that he's an anti-Semite. They don't know that he supports some of the most anti-American tenets that we.
What do they know? They just see
he's a socialist and that's what they want.
All right, Greg, good luck to you. Greg Mealy running in the 12th District for Congress in the state of New Jersey. We appreciate your time today.
And on the side of terrorists, supported actual terrorists.
I know.
That did harm to our country.
It's amazing to me that I'm waiting for him to implode and the city to implode any day. But
Greg Mealy, people, that's who you need to vote for. 11 o'clock.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey. Chime time. It's 11:10. Dennis and Judy show. I'm Dennis Moore. That's Judy Franco.
Blah, 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 blah. You didn't blah, blah, blah me.
I'm sorry. Did I miss my opportunity? But we had to do that. We could do it again. I just thought that was a regular rejoin.
Hey, Big Joe. And it's Saturday afternoon. It's hot out there today. I'm in the Hall of Fame and blah, 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 blah.
When the music comes out to play. But
I thought that was right in your bumper. Sorry.
We're not playing music, though. I want to get right into this, Dennis, because there are people who have accused you and me of being...
Racist?
Well, that, of course.
Misogynist?
Well, that's because we are.
Homophobic?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Wow.
We're all of those things, but the worst things people have said about us is that we are all up in our kids' business to the point where we're not allowing them to grow up. So each one of us has had the opportunity to have our kids, our grown adult kids, live with us. You've had it. I've had it. And we welcome them with open arms and would let them stay forever, even though it would be annoying at some points, right?
Yeah.
So I told my kids, I'm like, why are you going back to the rental house? I have my children living with me for the summer with three of my grandkids. Save money. Just live with us, you know? And I know there are a lot of people in New Jersey.
Full time?
Yeah. I mean, they won't do it. Of course they won't do it. But
what is it, an empty gesture?
No, I wish they would do it. I go away for 3 months in the winter.
That's true.
My house is basically just me and Mark in our little bedroom.
Oh, you got JoJo there too, no?
Yeah, but nobody sees him. He's in the basement. He lives in the basement. You know what I mean? Like he has a little apartment down there.
Right.
And I beg them, the house is yours.
So why wouldn't they do it?
Well, first of all, it's not the neighborhood that they want to live in. They live, all of their friends and neighbors are all in a different part of the world.
Okay. Well, different part of...
A different part of New Jersey. Yeah. I don't know. Across town.
Yeah.
But they need to be on the weekends in a certain neighborhood.
Okay.
Right? It's near their house of worship. Yeah. It's near their friends. Yeah. On Saturdays, they walk their friends.
No, the house they're buying, is that in the right neighborhood?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you dump that, Kyle?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So they want to settle in a place that is near the neighborhood that they want to live in forever. And so anyway, I beg them to live in my house. They won't live in my house. But I think there are a lot of people in New Jersey, especially the ethnic types, that love when people from another generation live in their house. And then again, Kyle, who's not really from the ethnic type.
No.
His parents had him living in the house. They never said, checkout time is 18.
Yeah, but you were what, 24 when you moved out? 25?
25.
Yeah, which is about right for this generation.
Right, but a lot of
they would have let me live there until I was 45.
Right,
of
but
course,
do not.
And loved it.
Do not call him an Italian American.
No, he's
do
not. We know. We
Italian
know.
In name only.
Yeah.
He's
please. Because he's just, what were you having for lunch, Kyle?
I don't know
Kyle?
Why that makes me not an Italian. An Uncrustable.
No,
it's
that's
a peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, Kyle.
What do you want me to have? Meat, you know,
I
pasta
could see,
with meat sauce?
I could see you being full.
Why didn't you bring it in?
Can I just say something, though? My son eats Uncrustables for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, my God.
I don't do it that much, but they're great.
He loves them because, well, he only likes four things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a spectrum-y type of kid.
Right.
And one of the things he likes is peanut butter and jelly. So, by the way, I love Uncrustables, but I get what he's saying. Like, if you were a true Italian, your mother would be throwing you together a bracciole every day.
I can see you being thrown off a balcony in Salerno for doing this. But anyway.
So the phone number is 1-800-283-101.5. We want to ask you if you've had your adult kids living with you, and if you are one of those adult kids that lives with your parents or did for a long time, was that something that people look down at?
Is there any shame to that, or is it just normal these days? Well, Larry mentioned what you just... we're talking about with Kyle. Larry from Manchester says Italians do not move out until they are married.
Same with us.
Yeah.
Same with us. But
that's old school. Like, I moved out when I was 18. My brother, though, my older brother, he stayed until he was married. And my sister, same. Well, I think she stayed until she was married, too.
Yeah, we don't...
Doug might have moved out just before he got married.
So you were a rebel.
I was a rebel. I was out early because I was chasing that broadcast career,
oh,
Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever those airwaves called me, that's where I went.
Ew. Ew.
Got tired of packing and unpacking.
Oh, Kyle, that's from an old show. called WKRP in Cincinnati.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Can you look up the theme for that?
So the theme
that plays in my head all the time.
But by the way, thank God I had the most non-radio career.
Right.
I always lived a mile from where I worked.
Right.
I was home making dinner for my kids every day, and I never had to move. But for most people, you know, it's packing and unpacking. Speaking of packing and unpacking, did you hear what Howard Stern's doing?
No.
People are mad at us that we're moving to 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
One show a week, got rid of, I think, 12 people that work for him. 10 or 12 of his team.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I mean, look at Rachel Maddow does like a half hour a week or whatever.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants. And I haven't listened to him in 20 years. And then you hear stuff from you, which makes me say I would never listen to him ever. But so WKRP in Cincinnati was the name of the TV show. Are we finding that, Kyle? Or
it's all right. Well, let's go to the
app
side.
Computer takes
here.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. No, but the reason it was in my mind for the last couple of months, WKRP in Cincinnati went on the air. The real call letters station in Cincinnati is now up and on the air.
Well, I heard a very sad thing the other day. Speaking of radio, what the hell is that? Oh, there it is.
This is it, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it started with those bells.
Me neither.
Well, baby, good. If you ever wonder.
Baby, if you ever wondered.
Let's do it.
Wondered whatever happened to me.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Here it is.
Packing and unpacking.
That's your lyric.
Town to town, up and down
the dial.
By the way, I have goosebumps.
I know.
What is our problem?
Well, we're radio geeks.
Think of me once
in a while.
Here it is.
Here it comes.
No, there's another verse.
Oh, shoot, really?
So the end of it is a play on the old jingles that they used to, and it's like WKRP.
There it is.
Now, Dennis really felt this feeling because he drove up a highway.
I went to Hartford.
And moved.
Yeah.
The price for finding me was losing you.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was an actual song by Harry Chapin called WOLD.
Yeah.
Which chronicles the story of a guy that lost his wife and kids, you know, chasing the dream of being a radio star.
What were we thinking?
Well, we were both lucky
that
we got
so
to do it in our hometown. You know?
I have to say, I went to the doctor yesterday. I went to a doctor yesterday who I heard about here on the air, Dr. Deepak Ramesh.
Mm-hmm.
I did this for my, you know, I do for the facial paralysis.
By the way, you look great today.
Stunning. Thank you to the person who said, I didn't know she was Asian on the Instagram post because they shot me from my side where I have the paralysis and my eye was like clenching shut. And I'm like, should I just tell this person, like, you're making fun of a disabled person? But it's fine. Anyway, so I go to Dr. Ramesh yesterday, and the lady...
And he said, I didn't know you were Asian.
He did. And he's Indian, so it really shocked him. So he says to me, his medical assistant says, how'd you hear from him? I said, actually, somebody called me on the air and mentioned his name. So when he came in, I'm like, "You tell me you listen to our show. This is a guy who's, I don't know, looks 12. You know how the doctors are.
Yeah.
Unbelievable doctor. As a matter of fact, I said I would shout him out because he does things that other doctors cannot
awesome.
Do. But he says, no, I don't listen to the radio. I got to be honest. I listen to podcasts. I said, he's like apologizing. I said, you don't have to apologize. I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Like it's hard for me to listen to the radio anymore. But
I still do. I'm still a regular radio listener.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad there are choices.
Right.
You know, but the phone number here is 1-800-283-101.5. Dennis and I reminiscing about our radio lives. Can we take a quick...
We were talking about living at home.
Yeah.
Into your adult years. Have you had it? Have you done it as an adult, as a child? Or have you had your kids stay with you maybe longer than most people expected? 1-800-283-101.5.
And boy, if it was up to our app chat, I will tell you everybody still lets their adult kids live there. We'll read those messages next, too. Right now, 11:20, here's New Jersey Fat.
Back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. It's 11:27. And we're talking about adult kids living at home into adulthood. My daughter moved to Texas for 6 years, and then she moved back in with me a couple years ago for about 2 years. And then, you know, she wanted to get her own place and got her own place, and she's on her own now. But it was great. It was fun. It was perfectly normal. It was good. My uncle lived with my grandmother. He was the youngest of three boys. And my grandmother was a widow when, I guess, my uncle was about 12. So he just stayed at home with her until he was in his mid to late 40s. And then he finally, a woman, you know, was looking for a husband. And he was like, all right. And it turned, they're still married. They're into their 80s now. But he was home with grandma until he was, like I said, mid 40s. It seems very unusual today to do that, but why not? If it works for you guys, do it. Let's go to Tom in Hunterdon County. Hi, Tom.
How we doing, guys?
We're good.
We're good.
I got to say, because I'm new to this station, I've called a couple times so far. You guys, by far, are the best in the area.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank you.
Your topics, everything, are impeccable. You sit on the perfect stuff, which I love.
Okay, relax. And we've been on for like 2 hours.
But I'll tell you.
All three topics you guys have done are impeccable.
Honestly, you guys, you really did.
Thank you.
Why are you calling here? Exactly. Tom.
Anyway, so my 34-year-old son still lives with us.
Oh, good. It still meaning he never moved out.
No, there's no time frame. Growing up in an Italian household, you know, my parents never pushed us. I had six brothers and sisters, you know, we all left one by one. But it's the point that I don't know if it's a culture thing, but like in an Italian family, no, they don't press it. You can stay home till you get married, like you said.
Now, is he dating someone? Seriously? Does he have a girlfriend?
No, not at all. He's got a great job. He's looked for places, and we tried helping him, and because we live in Pennsylvania,
right?
And
at least it's doable in Pennsylvania to buy a house.
A little
here, it's not.
Yeah, a little more. But is he interested in a relationship and finding a wife and having a family, or no?
He's not in no hurry. No.
Well, a lot of, and that's not unusual, Tom. No judgment here in that question. Not unusual. A lot of young people today not interested in the traditional pathway of, you know, find a mate, get married, have kids. No, well into their 30s, maybe even 40s, or maybe not at all. My middle son, he and his wife, you know, married 10 or 12 years now. They do not plan to have kids. Anyway.
And that's the thing. So in Pennsylvania, we had an influx, and I have nothing against it. I love everybody. I don't care where you're from. But we had a lot of New Yorkers that came in and were buying the houses at such a rate that he tried for a house, and they would overbid.
Yeah.
They would come in and, yeah, I'll give you $100,000 more. I'll give you $10,000.
Where in Pennsylvania?
We're just in Easton, in the Williams Township area.
Okay,
that's where we're from. Yeah. It's beautiful, and you're never going to buy what we bought, 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
Yeah, you got to move further away from...
Same story in Jersey.
Yeah, you got to move further away from the New York metro area for that not to be a thing. You know, go further south or west. We got to run, Tommy, but thank you. Best of luck to you and your family. Appreciate the call.
Dennis and Judy Show. We're going to look at the news now.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 11:39, Dennis and Judy Show, and we're talking about living at home with your parents well beyond what is considered... Well, I don't know what's considered conventional anymore. I think what Kyle did at 25 is about right. You're a couple years after college. You've established yourself in a career. Maybe you've established a relationship with someone. You move in together. You can afford to do it. 25, I think, sounds about right for this generation. But any age is fine. Whatever you guys want to do. No judgment here. You do you.
25 was and 26 have been what a couple of my friends have done, too.
Yeah.
It's about that time. You get a little sick of living at home. Want to move out.
Dominic says, I think there should never be a daylight saving time. Oh, that's... We switched topics.
We should talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we could.
Sure.
There should never have been a daylight saving time in the U.S. Well... We did it, and I think it works better for the summer and for the year in general, I like it better.
Let me also say this, okay? Yeah. You can't buy a vibe in this room. No, you can't. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you can't buy a house in this state. So right, what are your kids supposed to do? You're just going to kick them out and make them go pay exorbitant rents? Like, I think Kyle's even stupid. I told him, move back in with your parents, put money, or with her parents. I don't know how that works. Put money away for 2 years or you're never buying a house. Unless one of you wins the lottery.
After seeing how much less is being saved each month and year over year now, after moving out, I kind of agree with you.
Right.
You know, when you're living at home.
Could you do it, though, once you've had that taste of being on your own?
No, I don't want to do it. No.
Yeah.
No.
And she wouldn't want to do it either.
Neither one of us would. I mean, moving back now, you feel like a failure if you feel like you have to move back in after moving out. And I know that that's probably not the case, but right, that's what it feels like.
The aim is to save money to buy a house.
Sure.
So.
But also having that freedom of you are on your own.
Right.
You are. It's.
Yeah, it's hard
you finally spread your wings. You don't want to go back into a cocoon, right? You want to just
gotta
do your own thing.
I got to ask you a question, and maybe it's a little personal, but you know me, that doesn't stop me.
Mm, I'm afraid.
Is it weird to like be sleeping with your girlfriend in your parents' house?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, we have done that before. Like, if we go on vacations, we sleep in the same bed. I think extracurricular activities would be a little bit weird, but sleeping together in the same bed, no.
Yeah, like my kids, when they were dating somebody seriously, they would have them stay over the house, and Judy would cringe at the thought
of
that.
I would be like, you let them, because you know
well, for a while, my parents wouldn't let me do that. Like, for a long time, it was you sleep in separate beds. My brother and his wife are married, and they didn't sleep together in the same bed until, like, they were engaged.
Of course.
I was the second child, so it was like, do whatever the heck you want.
Right.
But my brother, different.
That's amazing.
But they caved on you, and we caved, like, after the first one, after a couple of months, it's like, yeah, what are we
doing?
She's up there. What am I going to do? Drag her out of the room?
Well, also, I mean, too, when you're in college, you're going to be doing it with other people, too, sleeping in the same bed. Like I know it's out of your house, and that was kind of the thing, not under my
college
roof.
Is for learning, but, Kyle.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. But that would be so weird to me. Like, even my married kids, like, when they first started being under my roof and sleeping together. Like, it's weird.
So, and it's funny that you bring that up because I, for the longest time, and I feel like I've probably told you this before, Dennis, very early into when we had started dating, Allie's parents would have let me stay over there. And I said to her, because she would say the same thing, like, they would have let me stay over there. They loved me from Jump Street. I could have stayed over. And I said to her, that feels disrespectful.
Aww,
it feels wrong for me to sleep in your bed or even just in your house and then wake up and I'm not their family. You know, this is 6 months in. I can't in good faith sleep in your house.
That's
so I go home every night.
They're European, so you think they might be more.
That's what
the opposite,
thought.
Right?
It's the opposite.
No.
I was looking for the story of what more and more adults are living at home into their 30s and 40s than ever before. And I, like I said, I don't have a problem with it, and Judy's right. With the cost of housing, you'd expect that. Now, are you guys looking for a house?
No, not right now. I mean, you're going to have to save a heck of a lot more money. And I know part of that is parents helping you out. Not going to get a down payment on a house unless somebody in the family forks over some money.
Yeah,
that's just the fact of the matter.
I did that. Like, but my parents didn't do that with us, but I did that with one of my kids.
Yeah. In today's day and age, it kind of, unless you're somebody who's in a lucrative career, I am not. It's
what are you saying about your career,
what needs to happen?
Kyle?
You know, my it's funny when my parents died.
Radio's not a lucrative career.
I hate to break the news to you.
They left us each a little bit of money, and it wasn't a lot, but it was enough to help one of them put a down payment on a. You know,
I thought that was a secret, Dan.
Oh well, but rather let me go buy a Maserati. Which I don't think it was enough to buy a Maserati. My parents would have liked to see that money go to help one of the kids.
How does everybody think Kylie looks?
Very good. Well done. I'm impressed, honestly. It was well done, Judy.
Thank you.
Good job.
There's just one piece that does not want to curl, and I'm very upset about
it. So for the past, 40 minutes?
It's
we're all about transparency here.
I
like
like the camaraderie.
Yeah. So Kylie's been sitting here. She said she asked Judy to do it after the show, but Judy insisted on doing during the show. And she's done this before.
Curling my hair.
Yeah, we do this
She's
all
curling
the time.
Kylie's hair.
The problem is, Kylie, I think you need a little bit of a shaping haircut.
I don't know what that means.
Just get a trim.
Kylie's not the beauty salon type. She's a beauty.
Thank you.
No, you're a beauty, but you're not the type that goes and...
Kylie clearly is not the type that cares about her looks. I think we all have seen that.
Do you ever get your nails done, Kylie?
Occasionally.
Do you go to a place and have somebody work on your nails?
Yeah, hands-on.
Okay.
In Freehold.
Also, she has a hot sister. You know, like you have a hot sister? It's a little bit... It's hard to keep up with the hot sister.
Who also knows how to do her hair. Whereas I go to Judy.
Well, they're two hot sisters, so.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So, okay. So the phone number is 1-800-283-101.5. Kyle, Scott in Clearwater has a really, really good idea. He says he can give you a dollar towards your house if you just get another $30,000 to do the same, and God knows we have at least 30,000 listeners.
Unfortunately, I don't even think 30,000 is enough.
No, it is not.
Not even close.
Not
yeah.
Here, not
for a down payment? I think you need more than that.
Well, you're like, in the right area because we're from where Judy and Kylie live.
More expensive, yeah.
Much more expensive than where you and I live.
Mm-hmm. We need, in my neck of the woods, a couple to buy a small starter house would need 150 to 200,000.
That's the other thing, too, is obviously hard to just get in anywhere, but Dennis, you mentioned the area that we live in.
Yeah.
I think to myself all the time, and we have that conversation of, is this somewhere where we really want to plant roots and stay for a long time? You know, specifically that area.
But would she want to move to North Carolina or Tennessee?
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far into this discussion about moving states, but it's definitely been...
You have thought about other parts of New Jersey or even PA.
Yeah. That area of New Jersey, I mean, it's all we've known, and it's a little bit further from where we grew up, but it's basically the same. And both of us think to ourselves, I don't know if this is...
Right, so
I don't know that I want to plant roots here here.
Laura, where would you want to go?
Go up in, like, the Lambertville area, kind of on that
money,
PA border. That's
more
the problem. Well, that's the problem, exactly. It's going to get more expensive
unless
into the nicer areas.
Keep heading up 31 and 206 and go into Sussex and Warren County.
Yeah.
Then it gets a little cheaper.
Right.
And it's
then I'm
beautiful.
Commuting an hour or 2 hours to work.
Right.
Right? And then to Philly, 4 hours, whatever.
Right. So I would look across the river, actually.
It's not much cheaper over there either, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you want to go into those nicer areas that are right across, because I agree with you, that side is beautiful.
Right.
But it's not much cheaper than Jersey.
Yeah. And the property tax is a little better, but not a whole lot. All right. We have somebody on the line. All right. Well, let's take a break for traffic, and then we'll talk. 11:48, time for New Jersey Fast
Nation.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy Show talking about living at home into your adult years. And Ray's been hanging on from Ewing, wanted to chime in. Ray, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Guess what? I had two boys that lived here a long time. I'm like, what are you guys going to do? And it turned out that they had their plans already set.
Yeah.
One of them got married, and the other one just hung around. The one that just hung around just didn't want to have children. But the older one, he just had his second baby. But he's 44 years old.
Now, with the one that hung around, is he still hanging around?
No. He picked up a girlfriend from when he went to high school over at Ewing. And he's doing all right. You know what?
Yeah.
Good.
How old is he now?
36.
All right. But he didn't just pick up the high school girl from Ewing.
No, because that would be awkward.
Yeah.
No, guess what?
What?
Same girl he met in Ewing High School.
Right.
He stayed with her forever.
Okay. And then when did he move out? How old was he when he moved out?
33.
Okay. And that's when Jesus moved out.
Are you kidding?
Well, 33 years is what how long it took for Jesus.
That's why they thought Jesus was Italian, because he
oh, that's funny.
His mother thought he was God, and he lived at home till he was.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And he went into construction with his father, and he lived at home till he was 33.
Only the Christian can make that joke.
Jesus, he's a carpenter, and he loved woodworking.
Look at that. All right. Ray, thank you. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5.
That's very cute. That's very cute. Let me go back to our app chat.
Yes, please.
Dear God, okay, this is another standard time thing. God, all we did was mention it. Sexual freedom reduced the incentive to move out. And I think that that's definitely true. Why do you need to move out? You don't need the privacy. You can sleep with your girlfriend or boyfriend right in front of your parents.
Oh, at home. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they know you're doing it. So, you know, it doesn't make you feel like you have to have your own private space. Bring back Ned is an important comment here.
Yes. Well, when Kyle first started working with us, we called him Ned. We didn't like the name Kyle.
Right.
And we said he looked more
like
a Ned.
We still don't like the name Kyle. Who are you kidding?
Well, he and I, when we were address each other, we never use our proper names.
Hello, Norbert.
Calls me Dennis. He calls me Norbert. I call him Joaquin. Whatever comes to mind.
A lot of comments, guys. Just curious, why do you guys give out the phone number? You never take any phone calls.
Well, you give the number if you feel the urge to call. There's the number you can call in. But a lot of times we communicate now with people through the app chat.
Not only that, but we're funny.
Yeah, we don't even give up if you communicate with us or not. If you want to, go ahead. And that's why we give the number. If you don't, hey, go about your business.
I'm still pissed. It's only 2 hours, and I still love you. Deal with it, Judy. All right, as long as you still love us, we're happy. But we do have to run. We are going to be appreciated because we're having an employee appreciation party.
And Town Square does this every year.
They do.
They have a little luncheon for the employees here, Employee Appreciation Day, and they have sometimes have food trucks, and it's nice. It's a nice thing that they
do. What a lovely, lovely thing. And it shows, just like they tell us in our memos, we matter.
You matter no matter how pasty or bloated you are.
Correct. All right. So, everybody, have a good day. You know who's coming in right after us.